My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time now for our weekly spot here with Jermaine Illuminor. This giant colon is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Jermaine, it was a rough loss, to say the least, for you guys. You outplayed him. You scored three touchdowns, didn't allow a touchdown, but yet you lose. Your overall feelings from that one in week two in Washington?
I would say that, you know, obviously it sucks losing, but on offense especially, I feel like we're starting to find our identity, especially as an offensive line that hasn't played together before. You know, like I said last week, AT hasn't played next to Runyon. Runyon hasn't played next to Schmidt. Schmidt hasn't played next to GV. And obviously, me and GV have chemistry together, but we're in a new system. But last week, I feel like we took a huge step forward as offense. And I think that we needed a game like that. Obviously, the outcome wasn't what we wanted, but it's only week two. So, you know, we've got 15 more weeks to go. We have a big game in Cleveland this weekend. And, you know, the offense is going in the right direction, and that's what you can ask for.
Do you think you guys lost because you didn't have a kicker?
I think a number of things. We lost because of a number of things. Obviously, it sucks not having a kicker, but, you know, it's the NFL. People go down all the time, and you have to be able to adjust on the fly. And, you know, we were just unlucky.
Jermaine, it's good to have you back on the show, and I want to follow the Gano stuff. Now, Sal and I did a ton of the show yesterday on the decision to not have another kicker. That's not your job. So I'm curious, though, can you, like, take us inside the playbook? Because there's no way for us to really know. With the absence of a kicker, how limited were you guys in terms of what you could actually call and try to do?
Yeah, well, obviously, when you get into the red zone, your playbook is limited because you have 20 yards, basically, to, you know, get a touchdown. And so there's only a certain amount of plays you can call. And then when you're going for a 2-point conversion, that space becomes even smaller. And so teams tend to only rush 4 and drop 7. And in that case, you know, you only have a limited amount of receivers running routes. And a lot of the times they're getting double covered and you have to try and create space in a limited amount of space. And, you know, we can work on that this week just in case, you know, that ever comes up again. And execute better in those situations.
Gotcha. So we're talking to our buddy Jermaine Illuminor. He's going to be with us all year every Tuesday, BT and Sal on the Fan. Now, listen, you know, maybe when you were 7, 8 years old, whatever, and then a little bit later in Belleville, but probably not. You know, participation trophies, that's become a thing in today's society. I can't stand it, and I'm being facetious. I know you can't either. But the difference between the like the morale in the locker room, the Commanders game where you guys just played, pardon me, the first game against Minnesota where you guys just played real poor, and the Commanders game where, as you just said and we've all said, there were really good things that came out of it. Was it a different feel in the locker room, or is it just, hey, we lost, we lost?
No, it definitely was a different feel. You tell that guys aren't accepting this. You know, I wasn't here in prior years, so I don't know how the locker room was. But to me, I've been in some locker rooms where after a loss, you know, everyone's head is down. You're just like, well, damn, you know, we don't know what we can do now. You know, we've lost two in a row. What are we going to do? You know, everyone's head spinning. Some people are even thinking about the offseason. And this locker room, you know, everyone's pissed off. Everyone just because we work so damn hard, you don't want to go out there and lose. But after the game, it's kind of, everyone's even more hungry now. Like, everyone really wants to get this thing. It's not even getting it turned around because it's only week two. Everyone wants to get this thing going. And I think we're seeing that in practice this week, just how hungry everyone is. And sometimes teams need something like this to happen to really kick them in the butt, put them in the right direction, and really show them what things they need to work on during the week in order to become that team that we know we can be. And on offense, like I said, we needed a game like this to show us what we're capable of. Not only that, but also show us what type of team we're going to be and what type of offense we're going to be. You know, obviously, everyone's talking about DJ, but DJ went out there and, in my opinion, played lights out, did his thing,
yep.
Was comfortable back there, and showed progress. And, you know, I love playing for a guy like DJ because he's not afraid to take a hit. And obviously, I don't want my guy taking hits like that. But seeing him put everything on the line, running for those first downs, running around the pocket, and obviously, in prior years, I've been able to play with a mobile quarterback like him, who just goes out there and puts everything on the line, and he's been through more than anyone on the team. So, you know, I said last week, I love playing with him. I'm excited to go for 15 guaranteed weeks and hopefully more than that. And I think that this will only help us become an even better team.
Jermaine, was there a feeling inside the locker room that the coach let you down by making that decision with Gano before the game?
No, not at all. We trust Dave, and, you know, I've said it before, I say it again, Dave is one of the best coaches I've had in the NFL, if not the best, just because of the type of person he is and the type of coach he is and how much he trusts he puts in us. And, you know, you can't control what's going to happen on game day. Coaches can't predict the future. They got to go with what they have. And he obviously trusts us enough where if something did happen to Graham, which it did, then we could go out there and adjust on the fly. And if he was to tape, I feel like we did a great job of that. And we just came up short on the two-point conversions. But, no, we trust Dave more than anything. And, you know, he's putting us in the right places that we need to be on offense and doing everything we need to do in order to be a great team.
What was his message to you guys after the game? It's the first time in NFL history that a team scored three touchdowns, didn't allow a touchdown, that lost in regulation. What was the message from Dable after the game?
Yeah, basically the same thing we know. You know, we're a good team that's 0-2 right now, and we can be a great team if we just put some of the little things together. And I'm sure every other 0-2 team is saying that right now. Shoot, even some 1-1 teams are saying that. Even some 2-0 teams are saying that. You know, it's 2 weeks. I'm sure people are like predicting the Super Bowls right now. And, you know, who's going to make the playoffs? But you can't really do that after 2 weeks. Like, give it 10, 11 weeks, then, yeah, you can go ahead and do that. But We know how good we are. We know how good we are. And, you know, we're excited to play against a great defense in Cleveland and a great team in Cleveland. So, you know, we're starting to put it together, and it's not too late for sure. And like I said, we're going to get this thing going.
Yeah, and listen, Jermaine, you mentioned there's a bunch of 0-2 teams out there, although there's more in the AFC. So, you know, long down the road, bigger picture, macro view, you know, you guys want to make sure you secure a win here. 0-2 is not a death sentence. 0-3, you know, you're starting to walk that plank a little bit here. I mean, are we already at must win week three?
I feel like every single game in the NFL season is a must-win. I don't think anyone thinks that there's room for error in the NFL. And, you know, if you're me being who I am and being around this game for as long as I've been around the NFL, I've been around teams where every single team's a must-win. You don't go into a game like, oh, you know, we have, you know, some room to lose a game here or there. No, every single game is a must-win just because from a mentality standpoint, and just a mental standpoint, you want to go out there and win to, you know, to reap the rewards of all the effort and hard work you've put in. Like, we've been working, since April? And even before that, behind the scenes, like, we're still working. So, in my opinion and in my mind, every single game I go into is a must-win. And I believe that everyone on the team thinks that too.
Yeah, listen, by the way, I get that. I respect that. But let me just present it a little differently here. And you guys know this. If you or anybody else on that team fixates too much on the result, you get a trip up during the process. For you, that's our job. We could tell, hey, if the Giants are 0-3, this might happen. Yeah. If they're 1-2, like that's what we do here in sports radio. You guys have to wake up, do your job, and get immersed in the process, which you are. And I know that you go into every game wanting to win. Of course, you guys are the ultimate competitors, but there is a difference between 0-3 and 1-2. So I guess
you ain't got to tell me. I know that for sure.
Yeah, you know, I got you. But like 0-3. It's going to get dark quick, man. The schedule toughens up, and I would respectfully push back if you're 0-3. I'm not saying that you will be, but if you are, I think the complexion of the season totally changes.
Yeah, my opinion. I mean, shoot, no one wants to start 0-3.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn depressing. That's why, you know, we have to go into Cleveland and execute and play complimentary football and put ourselves in the position to win that game.
Has any of the outside noise, Jermaine, we're talking to BT and Tal on the Fan Talk with Jermaine Illuminor, has any of the outside noise started to creep into the locker room a little bit? I know it's early, but you know, whether it's the fans booing, which you guys had to answer questions about that week one, now all the stuff week two, and people reporters questioning Dable's job, has any of that outside negativity started to infiltrate the locker room at all?
I would say no, and I've been in locker rooms where the media starts to impact the locker room. You know, the New York media market, obviously it's my first time being in this, but I've seen just how big it is and how impactful it can be. And so I think that this locker room does a really good job of handling that. You know, like I said, DJ being in the limelight in New York, you know, obviously everyone knows who DJ Daniel Jones is. He does a great job of handling it, and I think he is a great example for the younger guys on how to handle the pressure that comes with playing in New York from the media side and just all the eye on you. So I think the locker room's doing a phenomenal job of, you know, boxing out the noise and just keeping focused on what we need to do as a team in order to put ourselves in the best position to win.
Yeah, you guys seem to have some nice team character. I would say final thing for me, Jermaine. So I asked you this earlier as the season was starting, and still early, but I asked you, I guess, a week or two ago. Like, what do you think, when it's all said and done, is the ultimate identity of this Giants team? Is it offense? Is it defense? Whatever it might be. Yeah, you know, here you are 2 weeks in. What do you think the identity will be of the New York Giants 2024?
I would say that I want our identity to be a team that controls the line of scrimmage, and every team wants to be like that, because if you dominate the line of scrimmage, you can do whatever you want. So I want, me personally, I want this team to be, you know, our offensive line can go into a game and control the line of scrimmage, and, you know, whatever D line you throw against them, we're going to go out there and go to war and make sure that we control the line of scrimmage, and then vice versa on the defensive line. Whatever offensive line they go against, our defensive line is going to come up big and dominate that line of scrimmage and really help the guys behind them. So, you know, me being an offensive lineman, obviously that's my vision of what I want. And we have the skill players to match any skill players in the league. I truly believe that. Our defense, obviously we have some crazy talented players on that team too, on that side of the ball too. And I believe in DJ more than anything. Like I said, I love that kid. I want to go out there and ball for him every single week, which I'm going to do and which we're going to do as offensive line. But I want the identity to be the O-line, D-line is going to go into the game and really help the team control the game, control the line of scrimmage, and help this team win.
And you guys have done that. According to Pro Football Focus, Giants have the 6th best pass-protecting offensive line in the NFL over the first 2 weeks, so you got to keep that up, keep Daniel Jones clean. And look, that wasn't the issue. I mean, you saw a significant improvement in your guys' offense from week one to week two. The other thing, and I'll leave you with this, Jermaine, you guys got neighbors involved. And that was something week one where it didn't happen. Was there a more conscious effort to get the damn ball into number one's hands?
I think that we, as an offense, know where we need to get the ball. And obviously, the O-line did a better job this week of keeping Daniel clean. But the biggest thing is making sure that he stays confident and comfortable in the pocket. You know, like I said last week, he's coming off an ACL tear. He's obviously used to getting hit more than often. So us, the offensive line, we need to make sure that we keep growing his confidence. And it'll be huge this week going against the Cleveland D-line, you know, Miles Garrett, Darius Smith, Dalvin Thomas, and, you know, that's one of the best defenses in the NFL. And so for us, as offensive line, we're taking this game more. I mean, we take every single game serious, but we see the challenge with this game and the front that they can bring. And so for us, it's another step in the progression of making sure DJ stays calm and comfortable and confident in the pocket. And I think that you saw that in Washington, where we did what we needed to do and handled our business, and that allowed DJ to be confident and, you know, just be him, the same him I've seen in training camp and OTAs. And, you know, we're going to keep progressing on that and, you know, building this trust and building this confidence back up.
You worried at all, Jermaine, about getting hit in the head by a helmet from Myles Garrett?
I mean, I've known Miles for 10 years. I played with him at A&M. That's my guy. So I'm really excited to get to go against him. You know, as a tackle in this league, you know, it's not every day you get to go up against the reigning defensive player of the year and one of the best DNs in the NFL and probably future Hall of Famer. So I'm really excited to go against him and, you know, kind of bring up some of the plus battles we had in college. So I can't wait for that.
All right, Jermaine, great job with the offensive line play. You guys have been much better. Keep it going. Good luck in Cleveland. Hopefully next week we talk to you after your first dub.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
There you go.
Jermaine Illuminor, he is terrific.
I got to tell you, he is. He is grounded. He is humble. He is clearly intelligent. And the thing that jumps out, it's only a couple of interviews here, but the thing that jumps out to me from him, and we've had a lot of, you know, offensive linemen over the years on the show, like, it's not like the recycled, I've got to kind of say this about my quarterback. Like, he is so effusive in his praise of Jones.
He believes in him.
Like, it's like reverence. It's like bordering on reverential. Like, that, I know a lot of people discount Daniel. He's boring. He's vanilla. He's this. That. Like, those guys love that quarterback.
You got to remember, though, it's year one for him.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like,
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. In thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.